episode 50.
That's the big 5-0.
I'll
move over here.
We're back from the dead. So, yeah, we kind of went on a hiatus for a while, like a couple months this time.
When was our last episode?
It was like in September, and we said, oh, we'll be back in like a month, knowing us. And then it turned out to be a couple months, because, you know, knowing us.
Yeah.
But we're back. I can't guarantee that we're going to stay back on a regular basis, because we're not. We've been working on some very exciting stuff that we'll talk about a little bit later. By the way, with me right now is Kevin.
Yes. Hello.
I'm Lane.
I'm Kevin.
Yeah, Kyle is absent right now. He's just got finished doing some voiceovers for a little thing that you may have heard of, which we'll talk about later. So, yeah, he's not here. So, let's talk about some stuff that's been in the news, not having to do with us. We've missed a lot of news, so we're just gonna do the stuff that we remember. Stuff. Halo 3 Recon, which Bungie announced. I'm not sure if we talked about this in the last podcast. I can't remember.
I don't think we did, but anyway, Halo 3 Recon was announced, and everyone thought it was cool, and nobody knew anything about it, but slowly more information is coming, including one that they renamed it.
Yeah, they renamed it Halo 3 ODST.
I think it's more fitting, even though I'm used to saying Halo 3 Recon.
Yeah, I'd say it is more fitting for the game, except I just wish that they would have just started out with Halo 3 ODST.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
now that we're all used to saying Halo 3 Recon, we have to change it.
Yeah. But it looks cool. It's coming out in fall 2009.
And Halo Wars also looks really cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, that's coming out sometime February 2009.
I'm thinking of getting the collector's edition. How about you?
I have already started saving money. I have $70. I just need 10 more.
Sweet.
And that, packaged with that, comes the elusive Halo 3 Mythic Map Pack.
Yes, I think, doesn't Bungie want to make the Mythic Map Pack come out after Halo Wars, so that if you get Halo Wars, you have the Mythic Map Pack early?
I think so. They haven't officially announced a time when they're releasing the Mythic Map Pack by itself.
And just recently, we got a couple of screenshots of Orbital, which is Moonbase Alpha, which is interesting to look at.
Definitely. There aren't many good shots of it. There's, like, just two screenshots that are from, like, a magazine. But it's something. I just wish they would do more open maps, like cough, cough, coagulation, cough, cough. Because I just really want that map remade.
Well, they gave you Valhalla and Standoff. There's a close map, I think.
Still not the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming out. Like I said, they haven't really came up with the date when they're releasing the Mythic Map Pack by itself, which is kind of sucks for people who aren't going to be getting
and
Halo
we,
Wars.
We still don't know when Halo Wars comes out, right?
Yeah, just sometime
spring.
I think they said sometime in February, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
and
hopefully it won't push
Halo
it back.
Halo 3 ODST is coming out in a year. It's fall.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
And that'll also include the Mythic Map Pack if you haven't got it already.
Yeah, and because of the achievements to get Recon, which also was announced.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
The achievements to get the Recon armor, you can't get it until you have Halo 3 ODST to get certain achievements, which sucks.
Now, here's the weird thing. The Mythic Map Pack was going to include 6 maps, if I'm not mistaken.
Longshore.
There's
Citadel. And
Heretic, I think. Yeah. So that's what they were originally going to do, and they've hidden a skull on each of those maps that you have to find. And once you find all of them, then you get a Vidmaster Challenge achievement, which is required to get Recon.
You know what I realized?
Yeah.
All the Vidmaster achievements are zero game score until you get the Brain Pan achievement, which is, like, getting each skull is an achievement, but if you get all of them, you get a Vidmaster achievement, which is 25 gamer score.
I hadn't noticed that. I thought they were just all zero.
They were all zero except for that Brain Pan one. I think it's called Brain Pan.
Yeah. But anyway, like I said, all of them have a skull, and to get that Brain Pan achievement, you need to find all six. But now they chopped the Mythic map pack to only include three maps, so you're still going to need the other three maps to get the Brain Pan achievement. So yeah. I'm not sure how that's going to play out, because it looks like we won't end up waiting for Halo 3 ODST, but more of this other map pack, which will have these other maps in it. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. It would be nice if Bungie...
Maybe those maps will come out with ODST.
That would be cool. That would be really nice. Good. Because I have a feeling that Microsoft is to blame for this. Because it seems like they usually are when Bungie wants to do something awesome. And then Microsoft has to, like, hold them back. Which I don't like. Anyway, that's what's up with Halo stuff. We got some Star Wars news. Much to Kevin's dislike. I'll just talk about this super briefly. Star Wars, the Clone Wars cartoon on Cartoon Network has started airing. And so far it's pretty awesome to me. Of course, there are some episodes that I don't like and don't agree with. Overall, it's really good. And I've heard that the series is going to get better as it goes along. So that's good news for you, Kevin.
It's better, but I don't watch it anyway.
Okay. All right. I guess we just have to move along.
I watched, like, the first 3-4 episodes, maybe, and then I'm like, forget this.
Okay, so, other news, the new James Bond movie came out, the Quantum of Solace movie. We really like that. I think we'll end up doing that as our review of the week.
Yes, definitely.
So, we'll have more on that later. I can't really think of anything else to talk about that's not associated with us.
So let's talk about this.
Yes. First of all, let me state that we have no emails and no voicemails.
Meanwhile, Lemon Man continues to get lots of emails from fans.
Which is good. You can email him at lemonman@ymail.com.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I can't blame any of the listeners, because we've kind of been off the air for a couple months. But send in those emails and voicemails.
That looks like...
Yeah, it's like a sky. We're on the Bungie.net
homepage. No, it looks like a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, weird.
Funky. Anyway, you can email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. And you can call us in at 1-208-474-2690. So, please do that.
Please.
We'll play them on the podcast when we... do have a podcast.
We did get a couple missed calls.
Yeah, only they were accidental.
Wrong numbers.
Yep. So, yeah, send in those emails and voicemails.
Someone missed the invite to a camera party or something in Chicago.
So, yeah. We have a bunch of new Marlins that came out. I'm not going to go through all of them, but please go check them out at our website, www.thomasproductionsinc.com, or our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/thomasproductions.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, we just announced our brand spanking new Machinima series that we're going to be releasing this December. Which is called Project Black Knight. We've been calling it Treyas for a long time. That's kind of like the unofficial code name while we were waiting to announce the real title.
Yeah, it's Project Black Knight. Now you can just call it PBK because that's easier.
Yeah. So we've been working a lot on that. We've been doing a lot of script writing, or I should say... you guys have been doing a lot of script writing.
Yes.
And so the plot development is going along
quite nicely.
Yes, very well. A lot better than it has been.
We've been working very hard on Project Black Knight, and I would say we work harder on it than we do with Marlin, so be sure to check it out and watch every moment of it.
I'd say we're definitely trying to polish this a lot more than Marlin. Marlin is can be viewed, even though we, you know, definitely put our effort into it, as kind of like a fun, lightweight series where, I guess you could say anything can happen.
Yeah, like,
and you can roll with anything.
We definitely don't work harder on it. Like, you'll see sometimes in Marlin, you'll see hands going through objects and stuff, but with this one that we're coming out with, is you won't see stuff like that.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We hope. We hope. We hope not, but we're definitely trying to
manage to get some trick shots and stuff.
Yeah, we're really trying to make this one the best it can be, especially because it's a action drama machinima series, so it's going to get a lot of criticism if we don't make it well.
And don't worry, it will definitely get better. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's going to get way more action-y, right?
Yes. And, of course,
because the first episode, the first few episodes, we didn't script anything. So now that we have a script and something to follow, we know exactly what's going to happen and how to do stuff to make it easier to make the episodes, which will make them better.
Yes. The overall story arc that we're following will take us through 2009 and into the 2010, where the series will end. There is a set cutoff point for the series, so it won't go on forever. And
but basically what we wanted to do was just make as many episodes as we could until we...
Till we feel like...
And as many episodes as it took to finish our story.
Yeah. So we're not trying to rush it. Definitely not trying to rush it at all, because we want each episode to be kind of like... Almost like a mini movie, as you could say. It's definitely going to be longer than 10 minutes, I can tell you that.
Per each episode. Yeah,
they're probably going to be more like 20. So,
and we'll put them in the widescreen format for you to make it funner to watch.
Yeah, so...
Make sure to click high quality if you can.
Yeah, unfortunately, it'll have to be divided up into two parts when it's on YouTube, but I'm planning, hopefully, to put it on Google Video as well, where you can have... an unlimited amount of time to show the video. The downside is that I've noticed the quality is a lot lower. So that's a downside. But if you want to see it in its entirety, the way it was meant to be seen, you could go to Google Video once we have that up. We'll probably put a link in the episode description on YouTube to the
Google
Video page where the video is.
Lots of script writing is done. I have these scripts in my hands right now with lots of lane marks on them. A funny story is I wrote an episode just for fun because I thought it'd be really cool, and Lane ended up putting it as the last episode in the whole series.
Yeah, so
and I was like, what?
But that's good because it's the climax of it. It means it's exciting.
Yes, and it, like, is that why you chose it to be the end? Because it was exciting?
Well, it's kinda,
actually
yeah.
It's actually really cool.
And it could fit in nicely.
Apparently, the ending is going to be really cool. Yes.
It hopefully will
be. Look forward to my awesome script writing.
Coming 2010.
Yeah.
So yeah, as you can see, we've got the overall story arc pretty fleshed out. Especially... for the scripts that we've written, of course. But we do know where we're going with the series, and it's hopefully going to be somewhere that the viewers like to see.
I have the episode 5 script in my hand. Let me read you one word. Will. There you go.
Could that be a name or something? We'll find out.
Yeah. It's at the beginning, so there you go.
All right. So I think I'm going to insert a little just... Since this podcast has kind of been going down the drain, I might say, because we haven't been really working on it at all, because we've been working on this. But still, since we probably won't have a lot of people listening to this, and if you are listening to this, I think I'll put in a little exclusive, just super minute exclusive sound clip from the first episode for you special people who've been listening. So I'll put it in right here. Enjoy.
Oh, quite the contrary.
Oh, geez, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, look for it. The first episode is coming out...
December.
Yeah, sometime in December.
We don't know when, but we're working very hard on it. It's so close to done. It's so close.
We have some more things to film and stuff, but today we worked, like, 3 hours, like, fleshing out all these voices and stuff for the
and
series.
Recording hell and us! Because there's lots of...
Sounds of people dying.
There's lots of
not
death.
Not people constipated.
Yeah, there's lots of death in our machinima.
So, yeah, that's good. It definitely will be, a lot darker than Marlin. That's pretty much a guarantee.
Both in story and in color, right?
I think it's safe to say that. Definitely for the first episode, and yeah, most likely for the whole series.
We have a little thing over it.
Yeah, so, I probably might not... Some of the people who watch Marlin the Elite might not be able to watch this, because, dare I say it, it's so edgy.
And...
Well, not really, but...
Not, like, the fans of Marlin the Elite, most of them are younger than us, and our machinima is meant to be... is meant to be viewed by people just about our age
and
above.
Because
there is mild, shall I say mild swearing in it?
Yeah, it's like... It's
like... we cover up the rest of the word with an explosion sound.
Yeah, it's like almost to swearing level, but just shy. Just shy.
Yeah.
So it's probably not good for younger people.
And there's more blood in it than Marlin, so just...
I should say it's more prominent.
Yeah.
Like, there'll just be one, like, shot of blood splattering a floor or a wall.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun making this.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's going to be out sometime in December. We don't know when that is yet, but we are planning something special. We're planning to show it, I guess you could say, live over the internets.
And you can join us and chat with us and say, what the heck is going on? I don't get it. And we'll say, oh, this guy just died.
And then you can be enlightened. So we're planning to do that via... Gosh, I don't know how to pronounce it. The Mongulus feed?
Mogulus.
I don't know. But it's something where if you go to our website, we have a little video thing.
You just click on the turn me on thing, and then you can chat.
Or turn me on thing, and right now it'll just go through all of our videos in a random order.
Yeah.
And you can just watch them while you're... So your brain doesn't have to do anything about choosing which video you want to watch. You can just watch it. But we'll have a special bigger player on its own page. And you'll go there at a certain time, and you can watch it before it goes on YouTube. I'm guessing the day before. So the people who just watch it on YouTube won't be too mad at us.
So, by the way, we do have... They're not totally finished, but we have, like, a couple trailers made for it. And when are you planning on putting those up, if planning on putting those up at all?
I am planning on putting at least one up.
Before the first episode comes out?
Definitely before the first episode comes out.
Okay, cool.
Mostly because we don't have a lot of footage from the other episodes. So, we'll be announcing that. Watch the website, watch our YouTube channel, and watch our blog to be informed of when this is happening. Because you'll want to be there.
And by the way, stop asking. We have no plans of making... another fan episode from Marlin the Elite anytime soon.
Yes, so we have no plans at this point.
People keep asking me about that, and I just say, shut up! Only I say it nicer.
Yes. So, like we said, we do not have any plans to make another fan episode at this point.
But
I'm sure if we do, we'll announce it and you'll hear about it, because... Yes. You've been asking.
And you guys, seriously, we're not acting. We seriously don't have any plans to make one yet.
Yeah, so, Yeah. That's pretty much all for Black Knight, I think. Let's talk about Marlin just a little bit.
Okay.
We finished
the whole season, but yeah. When's the next episode coming out? Friday?
Yeah, we finished the whole series. Well, gosh, not series. Season. Yes, we finished all of season 3 at Thanksgiving was kind of the goal, I guess. So from now until, you know, mid-December or something, we can be working on Black Knight. So that was our goal, and we did it. It was tough because I think it was by, like, Halloween or something, we were only at episode 23 or something like that.
And we just started working really hard, and, like, one time when we had finished one episode, we're like, hey, you want to make another right now? So we did. And then we just kept making more and more, and then we finished.
Yeah, we just kind of pulled some episodes out of our heads.
So, haha, we know what happens, and you don't.
That's not nice.
That's so fun to be like, we're like Bundy, we know everything about the maps. Only our maps are machinima.
So you can expect episode 29 to be coming out this Friday. I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this. It's Friday the... I think it's the 7th. I can't see my calendar too well.
And, by the way, we got some...
It's still on the November page. Okay, it'll be Friday, December 5th. And will be the next episode.
Yeah, and by the way, we have some forums, so join those.
Yeah, just go to our website.
We have like 15 some members. Some of them haven't posted anything, but still, it's interesting.
Yeah, you'll see the links, believe me. Okay, so... there's one person who kept messaging me and saying, like, is the Marlin the Elite series ending or something like that? And I, of course, messaged him back and said, you know, no, the Marlin the Elite series is going to continue.
And it really is. We have no plans of stopping it anytime soon.
Yes. Just because we're working on Black Knight doesn't mean that we're stopping Marlin.
Yeah, Black Knight is... It has a set ending point, and we know when it's going to end. Marlin, it's just going to keep on going until we say, you know what? No! But that won't happen anytime soon, because I love making them.
Yeah. Another question that another person asked me is, they had the idea of making a Marlin the Elite movie. And before he messaged us, quite a while before he messaged us.
We tossed around ideas.
Yeah, and I'm like, at that point, I was, like, laughing because it would... I just didn't want to do it at all because it would be just...
Too much work?
Yeah. But if... we don't have any plans to do a Marlin the Elite movie at this point. We do not have any plans.
We have talked about it, but nothing really beyond anything. Like, you know what? Seriously, you guys, let's make a movie. It's more just like...
Hey, why don't we make a movie? And then I laugh and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, seriously, that's what happens.
So, we don't have any plans to make a Marlin the Elite movie anytime soon. If we did, we don't have any plans on making one, but if we did, it would be over a summer where we can, like...
Where we have all the time in the world to make one.
Yeah. That's basically it.
And so, you never know, because summer is a while away. We'll have... I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, we're not making a Marlin movie anytime soon.
Sorry. So stop asking. And no, you can't be in an episode, so stop asking that too.
Be nice.
Okay. You know what, you guys? I'm sorry, but we don't want to put anyone else in the episode yet. We'll let you know if we have a fan episode planned, okay?
That's very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think that's it. Kevin, do you want to...
What?
Do you want to see how many days it is until George Bush leaves us?
Okay.
By the way, I forgot to mention this. There was a little election that went on while we were gone. And, Obama won.
Yeah! Go Obama!
Go Obama. Yeah. We kind of wanted Obama.
Okay, so it's the, Today's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Today there, I can't believe this, 51 days. It's been forever. I remember when it was like 300-something.
Yeah. So 51 days.
No, I remember when it was 666. Remember that?
That was my birthday. Yeah. I was scared.
Amazing. And now it's down to 51. That's exciting.
Yes. And Obama will be taking his place. Sorry, McCain. You're just a little
old. That feels good, doesn't it?
So, yeah, that's really good. Okay, so now I think it's time for our review of the week, if we didn't want to talk about anything else that we were thinking of doing.
I guess not.
Yeah, well, we have some other stuff, maybe of like live action that we might be doing, but it's not official, so I guess we won't spark any hopes, so we'll just we'll tell you when we know for sure. Alright, so we saw the James Bond movie Casino Royale. Jesus. I did it at the movie theater.
When he ordered the ticket, he's like, can I have one for
Casino Royale?
And then they're like, you mean Quantum Solace? And he's like, yeah. And he turned to me and said, wait, did I say Casino Royale? And I said, yeah. And he's like, ah. That seriously happened.
I just keep doing that.
Yeah.
We saw the new James Bond movie, Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
Kevin, how was it?
I think it was actually really good. It definitely wasn't as good as Casino Royale, but it was still good. It was more like dotted.
Yes.
Than straight lined.
I'd say that's a good description of it. If you want action, this is definitely the James Bond movie to see.
If you want comedy, watch either Role Models or Marlon the Elite.
Yeah.
I saw Role Models and it was hilarious, but it's rated R, so never mind.
Alright. Some people may know Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace are linked. They both share a kind of story arc,
thing,
which is the first time ever for a James Bond movie. Except maybe with Blofeld, because he keeps popping up.
Yeah.
And with a different face.
And in one movie, I think it might have been with Pierce Brosnan, they mentioned how he got married once, when he was Lazenby in that one movie.
Yeah. What, Lazenby? Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'd rank it just a little below Casino Royale.
Yeah, it definitely was not as good. And one thing I didn't like about it was that he didn't smile enough. I need to see him smile. Like he did when he was Sean Connery in the 60s. But it was still good.
Alright,
so good. I think one of the coolest parts was,
wait, hang on. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Okay, one of the coolest parts was that part where the Dominic Green guy, and he's he's running away and all the glass is exploding beside him and the fire's behind him. He's like, ah! Like, that was so cool, because it was in slow motion, I think.
Uh-huh.
I saw them, like, I saw a shot of them actually filming that, like, from different angles, and they were filming it, and it was regular motion. It's cool!
Yeah.
They actually exploded the glass and had fire.
Wow. That's unbelievable nowadays.
I know! Oh, and Daniel Craig did all his own stunts. Like, who was it? Timothy Dalton did that too.
Yeah. He, like, got part of his thumb blown off or something like that.
I heard Daniel Craig
the tip?
Had lost the tip of his finger and it grew back.
Or it like they were able to sew it back on or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can grow back a finger.
The one dude, I don't know what was up with Dominic Green. He really liked to show his eyeballs a lot. He was just, his eyes were always open. That one shot in the trailer where he comes down the stairs and James Bond's there and he just like stares at him. It's hilarious. We could totally go to town with this spoof. And we probably will.
Like we did with Casino Royale. Yeah. Infomercial.
And then, what we're calling the, Mr. Kid, even though
he looked like a gay fireman. Like, seriously.
I'm sure you'll know what we're who we're talking about. And,
We call him Mr. Kid because when we were out on location filming Detective Ushman in the Case of Bio 3, we watched Diamonds Are Forever, and that had a guy in it named Mr. Kid, who was hilarious.
And his friend, Mr. Rint or something
like
that?
Yeah, his face was hilarious.
And, he had,
and his name was Mr. Kid.
Yeah, and he kind of looked like him.
Yeah, he had the mustache. Movie. And so just and when we saw the trailer, we said, that is Mr. Kid. And that's what we call him now.
Yeah, he has kind of the same face and the same look, like the same mustache. And he even talked a little bit like him in the trailer. He's like, we should just deal with nice people.
Remember that one time when they held hands? Oh, that was so funny.
Good times.
Yeah, you gotta watch Diamonds Are Forever.
So, yeah, Mr. Kid, not as funny as I thought he would be in this movie, but...
the funniest character was Elvis.
Yes!
Elvis with the bull cut that looked just like Kyle's hair, and Kyle admits that.
And he's, like, all into fashion.
Every time we saw him, we laughed. It's because his hair was, like, it looked like Kyle's.
And then the one part at the movie towards the end when he had the neck brace on, and I thought at first it was just some weird...
A fashion statement.
Yeah, statement, and I'm like, whoa. But it was just a neck brace.
Because he fell down the stairs, and the girl who accidentally pushed him or whatever was like, oh my god!
And then she died.
Spoiler alert!
So, out of 5 stars, what would you give this?
4. Solid 4.
Alright, I'd give it 4.25 stars. 4.25.
Like, I'm saying solid 4 as if, like, because it was not as good as Casino Royale, but still almost as good, I'm saying that as if Casino Royale was 5 stars, it would be a solid 4 stars.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm saying.
That's kind of where I was basing it off.
Comparing it to Casino Royale, it's 4 stars.
It's just, Casino Royale is very well-rounded.
Yeah, and Daniel Craig was so good, except he didn't smile enough. But
I think it's because people didn't know what to expect, and then he was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for
that wraps
this
it up.
Podcast. We don't know when we'll be back. I'm not making any promises. Definitely not making any promises. Maybe a month.
We might not even have a next one.
So, yeah. Please email in so when we do have another podcast, or if we do, we can read them. So email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
Maybe next time I can read some of my Lemon Man emails.
That would be good if we don't have anything. Next podcast. And then you can call us at 1-208-474-2690. Just please don't accidentally call the number and think it's your friend Sally Sue or something like that.
Because that happens.
Yeah.
Sorry, I changed.
And it's the only calls that we get. So please give us some real calls.
That one time we got that call from that guy we didn't even know.
Yeah.
That just
And he was felt like so saying, good. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, that just felt so good.
Yes. So,
anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, bye-bye.
Bye.